The disciples are afraid, locked in a room, not just with doors, but with fear, grief, guilt. The storm of Good Friday hasn't passed in their hearts yet, and suddenly Jesus is there. Not kicking down the door, not scolding them, not demanding an explanation for their doubt. Just peace. Peace be with you. Can you imagine it? The sound of his voice, the look in his eyes, the silence that must have fallen as they stared at the wounds in his hands. And then a week later, Thomas, who wasn't there the first time, why wasn't he? Maybe he was just too afraid to be with the others, or maybe he just wasn't ready yet. But he gets the same encounter. And Jesus doesn't shame him either. He says, come, touch, see. He meets Thomas right where he is. So let me ask us, because I'm asking myself this question too. What rooms in our hearts do we have locked? Maybe without even realizing it. Where do we need Jesus to step in and speak his peace? Who are the Thomases in our lives? Those we love who are wrestling to believe, who might need our presence, our patience, even our doubts shared honestly with them. Because just like that little boy during the storm, we all have places in us that flinch, that want to hide, that long for someone to hold us and say, it's okay, I'm here, you're not alone. That's what Jesus offers. Not a life without storms, hardly, but a presence within them. And that presence, his peace, his mercy, isn't just for comfort. It's a call for all of us. Now, today is Divine Mercy Sunday, and it's no coincidence that this gospel was chosen for it. Mercy isn't just something God gives. It's who he is. Jesus enters the locked room with mercy. Mercy that breathes peace into fear. That same mercy reaches us today, not because we've earned it, but because we need it. Jesus, I trust in you. The Divine Mercy Prayer, it just isn't a prayer. It's a lifeline in the storms of our lives. It's the thread that ties Thomas, the disciples, and all of us together in the heart of God. And the good news today is that Jesus walks through locked doors, ours, not just theirs, but ours. He steps into our storms and speaks peace, not punishment, mercy, not shame. He doesn't wait for us to have it all figured out. He comes while we're still trembling under our blankets. And so we come to this altar, not as perfect people, but as real people. Some doubting, some hurting, some lonely, some afraid, some tired. And here, Jesus does again what he did then. He shows up, not symbolically, not metaphorically, but in the real presence of the Eucharist. He enters the room. He shows us his wounds. He gives us himself, his peace, and he sends us out with mercy. So here's the question we're all left with. Will we open the doors that we've sealed shut? Maybe out of fear, maybe out of hurt. And let Christ step in with his breath of peace? Will we let him calm our storms, heal our wounds, and send us, not just as individuals, but as one body, out into the world, carrying his mercy, like light in the darkness. Because someone out there, maybe someone in our own family, maybe a friend, a coworker, that person down the street that we don't like to talk to because we don't see eye to eye with them, maybe they're curled up under a blanket in their own storm. And maybe the face of Christ they need to see is ours. As one of my favorite saints, Saint Teresa of Lisieux, once said, Jesus does not demand great actions from us, but simply surrender and gratitude. So today, let's surrender the locked rooms. Let's be grateful for his peace, and let's carry his mercy into a world that is still waiting for the storms to pass. Amen.